Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is warm and pleasant today. In Tel Aviv, expect sunny skies with a gentle breeze. Jerusalem will see similar conditions, offering a bright day for outdoor activities. Haifa enjoys a mild day as well. Perfect weather to enjoy being outside. Here are today's headlines. First, in the last few minutes, Mariv reports on the IDF's strategic preparations in Lebanon. This involves advanced technology such as drones and robots to address regional threats. Israel Katz has issued a stern warning to Iran. Also, earlier today, Ynet reported that the IDF has successfully destroyed Hezbollah tunnels on Ali Taher Ridge. Prime Minister Netanyahu confirms ongoing operations in the area and cautions Iran against interference. Also this hour, Walla reports that the IDF has eliminated a Hamas terrorist responsible for the death of Limor Sun Harmelech's husband. This was achieved in a joint operation with the Shin Bet and elite forces. Separately from earlier today, JNS highlights Elisha Madan, an IDF reservist who lost both legs in Gaza. He now turns to politics, aiming to bring change after his injury. And finally, a short time ago, the Australian Jewish News announced Melbourne's Rabbi Daniel Rabin as a global young Zionist honoree. He's the only Australian recognized on the JNF Jerusalem Post list. Here's what people are saying online. Eyal Yacobi, a prominent commentator posting just minutes ago, criticized RFK Jr. for his remarks on Islamism and its effects on U.S.-Israel relations. Gabe Draws, an artist and activist, expressed on X that courage is central in countering anti-Zionist narratives. He emphasizes the significance of Jewish resilience this year. Yossi Klein Halevi, a well-known author, shared a statement earlier today on the distortion of the term genocide. He calls for clarity and truth in discussions about conflict. Let's go deeper. Starting with Mariv's report from a short time ago, the IDF is gearing up for potential escalation in Lebanon. They are employing cutting-edge technology to neutralize threats. This comes after regional tensions have intensified, underscoring the need for advanced military readiness. The implications for regional stability are significant as Israel seeks to deter Iranian aggression. Turning to Ynet's earlier coverage, the destruction of Hezbollah tunnels on Ali Taher Ridge marks a critical action by the IDF. This initiative aims to dismantle Hezbollah's operational infrastructure. It follows previous warnings to Iran, highlighting Israel's proactive stance in the region. Civilians can expect heightened security measures in the area. Meanwhile, as reported by Walla, the elimination of a key Hamas terrorist marks a notable success for Israeli security forces. The operation reflects ongoing efforts to combat terrorism and ensure the safety of Israeli citizens. This action is likely to impact future counterterrorism strategies. Turning to business and markets. First, Mariv Business reports on an inspiring educational initiative led by Gil Doron, CEO of the Ramon Foundation. He advocates for nurturing Israeli children's dreams, drawing inspiration from the legacy of the Ramon family. Separately, Tech highlights Israel's fiscal achievements. In the last 10 hours, it reports that Israel's deficit has decreased to 3.2% of GDP, with rising tax revenues contributing to this positive trend. This economic stability is crucial for future growth. And finally, from earlier this week, Globes notes a continued narrowing of Israel's fiscal deficit. By the end of August 2026, the deficit fell to 3.2% of GDP. This improvement indicates effective fiscal management and promising economic prospects. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 8 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.